We continue our learning. Lili Nishmas David ben Menachem Munush and Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Elio. We are in Shumos Perek Vav Mishnah Hey. We have mentioned Asam LaKohen HaKodesh. A person can only pay for eating truma b'shogeg. Can only pay the principal and the fifth from something that potentially can become sanctified as truma. So we spoke about you can't use a kli, you can't use money. And the Mishnah here will give us other examples of that as well. Ein mishalim in min haleket, umin ha-shechecha, umin ha-peya, umin ha-hefker. Person can't use, we know these items are not subject to the laws of Trumos Umasros. So, Hefker, Leket, Shechon, Peya, so therefore, V'nasan LaKohenes HaKodesh, they can never potentially become Truma, so therefore you can't pay the Kohen back with produce that's Leket, Shechon, Peya, or Hefker in order to fulfill your obligation of paying the principal in the fifth for eating Truma B'shogeg. Not only that, v'lo mi'maiser rishon shenitla trumaso. You can't pay back from maiser rishon. Maiser rishon, we know, is given to the Levi, where the trumas maser was taken from it. Why not? Since the maser rishon could not have been used as payment before you remove the trumas maser, because at that point it was tevel, so therefore it can't be used as payment even after you separate the trumas maser. That's what the Bar Tanura explains. What else? Vlomi maser sheni vehektesh sheniftu. Nor can you use produce that's maser sheni, or produce that's hektesh, that has been redeemed. It's been redeemed onto coins, and now it's no longer holy, so it's chulin. I should be able to use that. Why not? She'ein hektesh pode es hektesh. Because you can use something that was consecrated at some point to pay for something that's supposed to be consecrated for truma. That's the Mishnah. Before the Maaser Sheni and Hektesh were redeemed, they were holy. And you can't use a holy item to pay an obligation because it was at some point the property of Hashem, Mamon Gavo, as we call it. So since the Maaser Sheni were at some point holy, can never be used as payment even after they have been redeemed. This Mishnah is the author of this Mishnah, this part at least, is Rabbi Meir, who holds that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. Not everyone agrees with that halacha. Some hold Maaser Sheni is Mamon Hedyot. Mishnah continues. This is all Divrei Rabbi Meir. Ava Chachamim Atirin Ba'elu. The Chachamim permit these last two, Maaser Sheni and Hektesh, because the Chachamim hold. What do they hold? They hold, once you have holy produce and you redeemed it, so it loses its kedusha, it can be used as payment. Now, the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Meir only about the Maaser Sheni Hektesh. They agree Leket Shechon Peya can't be used at all. Perek Vav Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mishalmin Mimin Al She'eno Mino Bilvad She'yishalim Min Hayofe Al Hara. Have a person ate truma b'shogeg, he owes chulin produce. I'm going to pay chulin produce, but I ate figs and I want to pay back in dates, or I ate squash and I want to pay back in cucumbers. So says Rabbi Eliezer, not a problem. It's okay as long as you can pay a different min completely. A person ate barley, he wants to pay back in wheat, as long as it's of greater quality, it's of greater value, rather. Meaning, so wheat is more expensive than barley, for example. So a person ate barley b'shogeg, truma, barley b'shogeg, he can pay that back in wheat. And if he ate, let's say, figs, he can pay back in dates. But not the reverse, because you can't pay back for yafa, you can't pay back with ra. But different produce is okay. Min al she'eno mino. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Ein mishalmin elo mi min al mino. It has to be min almino. You ate wheat b'shogeg, you pay back with wheat. Lefikach, listen to this, says Rabbi Akiva. Im achal kishuin shel erev shviyas. If a person ate kishuin, squash, gourds, whatever, of erev shviyas of the sixth year, yamtin li kishuin shel motzei shviyas. Oh, we're back to halachas of Shemitah. You should wait till the eighth year, vishalem mehem, and pay back the kohen, even though it's going to be over a year later. He's paid back the Kohen. Why? Because since we know you're not allowed to use Shemitah produce for business purposes, and paying back an obligation, a monetary obligation, is also considered business purposes, so you wouldn't be able to use the squash, the kishuin of the Shviyas year, of the Shemitah year, so you'd have to wait till the next year. Now, it could be that if, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that I could use other produce, so it could be that things are growing at different times, so it's possible if I, okay, so this grew at this time, but if I have other produce that grows and it's not a problem of using Shemitah produce, so then I'm okay. I can pay back with that. Vishale mehem, but this is Rabbi Akiva's opinion. You pay back from those of the eighth year. You have to pay back with the same species that you ate, so you and can't use Shemitah produce. You may have to wait almost 2 years in order to pay it back. Now, what's the basis of this machloka? So the Mishnah tells us, Mimakom Sherabi Eliezer Mekil, Misham Rabbi Akiva Machmir. It's the same place, the same pasuk, that Rabbi Eliezer learns that he can rule in a lenient fashion. It's where Rabbi Akiva learns that he has to be strict. Shneamar, what does the pasuk say? They're both deriving it from the same pasuk. Shneamar v'nasan la kohen es hakodesh. Regarding paying for eating truma b'shogeg, you pay. We've quoted this pasuk before. V'nasan la kohen es hakodesh. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Kol shehu roi lios kodesh. What does that mean? Anything that's fit to become holy, to become truma, I can pay with anything. Any type of produce is included. Devar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, v'nasan la kohenes hakodesh, kodesh sheachal. It refers to the holy thing that he ate, meaning you have to pay as hakodesh. Whatever holy thing you ate, whatever produce you ate, you have to pay back with the same type of produce. All right, the HaKodesh, the item that you ate. Couple of interesting points. Number one is the discussion of paying back from the Shviyas year. Let's say we say, oh yeah, that's off limits. So hold on, if it's off limits, so that seems to imply that I wouldn't be able to use gourds from Chutz Laaretz. Why? Because why wouldn't I have that option? So Yishalmi actually infers from the Mishnah at first glance that produce from Eretz Yisrael is invalid to be used as payment for eating Truma B'Shogeg. Because then I wouldn't have to wait for the eighth year, according to Rabbi Akiva. Just pay back that which you ate from Chutz Laaretz. But Yishalmi comes to the conclusion that it's not necessarily so. Our Mishnah that doesn't consider that as an option may be talking about back at a time in history where bringing vegetables, importing vegetables to Eretz Yisrael from outside was not allowed for certain laws of related to Tumah Vatara. After a while, that restriction was lifted, but until that point, there was a prohibition. So since there were no vegetables coming from Chutz Laaretz, so you couldn't bring them in, so you wouldn't have that option. But maybe afterwards and nowadays, you would have that option to pay that back. One other interesting point is Gemara Masechet Pesachim Daf Lamed Beis has a discussion about this issue of paying back truma. What am I paying back? Am I paying back the value or am I paying back the volume? So let's imagine you have a measure of truma that was eaten and was worth a dinar when you ate it. But now the price, well, think of the prices now on food. So price goes up so much that the same measure that the person ate b'shogeg is worth two dinars. So what does he pay back? The same volume that he ate? Or no, the same value, which is only one dinar. I only have to pay back now only 50% of the food, of the volume that I ate, because I have to pay back one dinar worth. So that is a discussion, and some want to bring perhaps a proof from our Mishnah, which speaks about paying back a superior type of produce, wheat for barley. Maybe that indicates that would, it's more valuable, and that's a proof that I pay for volume rather than value. And others question whether that is a valid proof or not.